Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
With the old man, stranded again, so off I'd ran. A young world crashing around me. No possibilities of getting what I need.
That's Ann and Nancy Wilson bringing us back. That's Ann on vocals there. That's Nancy. On the guitar. Heart, otherwise known as Heart. Great duo, great band. Welcome back, 17 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're rocking and rolling here on the Small Business Advocate Show with our good friend Cliff Inico. Cliff is the author of several eBay books. He's an eBay expert. He's an attorney. He helps you with tax and legal issues in your small business. That's what he does for a living. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my new book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Cliff, yours is succeedinginyourbusiness.com, right?
That's right.
So check that out, folks. You can get
that's the one.
You have a weekly a column that you distribute to people
if you go to my website, you can sign up for an RSS feed, where every time the new column comes out, you get a little email saying, hey, Cliff's got something new out there. Definitely would like to do that.
I encourage you to check that out. In the previous segment, we gave you a real quick tour of the different kinds of business entities. Sole proprietor, partnership, C-Corp, S-Corp, LLC. Cliff, the one thing that all of those have in common, every one of them, is they're for-profit entities. And now,
correct.
Now, let me say this, Cliff. Somebody one time said to me, I thought your business was a not-for-profit, Jim. And I said, well, I didn't intend for it to be. The intention of all those corporations, of all those entities, I'll put it that way, is to it is assumed that it will be a for-profit, not a not-for-profit, not an eleemosynary corporation, not a 501c3, that kind of thing.
So that is correct.
Now that we got that out of the way, there is a new entity out there that I didn't know very much about, and I want you to tell the audience about this new one.
Okay, well, there's actually, believe it or not, two of them, and they're kind of in parallel here. There's something now called a limited profit LLC, or you'll sometimes see it called an L3 LLC, and then there's something called a benefits corporation, which is a corporation. They're very similar, and they operate in parallel. The concept is this: these entities are corporations and LLCs that have elected a social mission in addition to making a profit. They are still for-profit entities. They are not non-for-profit. They're not 501c3.
They still have to pay taxes.
They still got to pay taxes.
If they make a
profit. But they are saying that in addition to serving our shareholders, we are also serving the public in some positive
but if
way.
They're a taxable entity as opposed to an official nonprofit like a 501c3, what's the purpose of this type of corporation?
Well, it's a hybrid. But to be honest with you, Jim, it's very tough right now to get an 501c3. Right now, the IRS is taking about 18 to 21 months to turn around a 501c3 application.
This comes back to the political stuff.
I think that was partly it, but it's also the fact too that the IRS just doesn't have enough staff for this stuff.
Yeah.
I could wax eloquent about that, but
right.
The problem is right now, so if you're setting up a church or something that's clearly nonprofit and you file your paperwork today, you're not going to get your 501c3 probably until 2016 something like that.
So you're saying you can just elect this on your own.
Right. And you can still do good. And by the way, let me say something. I'm going to say something about this right. But before we get into the details on the benefits corporation, there is nothing illegal, immoral, or fattening about setting up a for-profit corporation or LLC and putting in your charter a little clause that says that 10% of our net profits will be donated to such charities as the board of directors feels appropriate.
Right.
Ben and Jerry's has done that. Newman's Own has done that.
Right.
You know, there are a lot of organizations. There's nothing illegal about doing that. That doesn't make you a nonprofit. Mm-hmm. But if you want to serve,
and
you know,
if it's in your charter, you shouldn't expect blowback from shareholders.
That's correct.
Yeah,
that's correct. Because if they're buying in, they're buying into that social mission.
Mm-hmm.
So to be honest with you, I mean, the benefits corporation and the L3 LLC, Jim. My bottom line is, I don't know if they're really all that necessary.
They sound awfully politically correct to me.
Well, let's put it this way: it's for. I'll come right to the chase. These things are for nonprofits that don't want to wait until they get their 501c3. It gives them a way of setting up and starting to do good without having to go through the rigmarole of registering with the IRS. But keep in mind that you don't get the benefits of the 501c3.
That's right. So let's talk about that. But first, what I was going to say, so you're saying that people probably are starting out day one, maybe the same day they file for a 501c3, they go ahead and incorporate as a benefits corporation.
Correct. And that enables them to get started and to do their thing, but they are not tax exempt. They still have to pay taxes.
And in the early stages, they're probably not making profit anyway.
That's correct.
But what are the benefits of getting a 501c3 if you want to be nonprofit?
Well, first of all, there's two things. Number one, it exempts your organization from taxes. You do not have to pay taxes if you're a 501c3. And the second, even better thing, is you can take tax-deductible donations. So if I want to write a check to you for $1,000, I can take that deduction on my tax return.
Right. Like if you and I want to start a foundation to help people, some of your profits, some of my profits, we go together, make this foundation, and put it in there. We'd file for a 501c3. And create that foundation, and somebody can donate and get tax deductible, right?
Okay, that's basically correct. Yeah, it's a different section of the code, but you would definitely do that. The Cliff and Jim Foundation, God, I can only imagine
quickly though, also with a nonprofit, a real nonprofit,
right?
If there's money left in the bank, there is profit made, so to speak. Accounting profit. That money can be used to capitalize the nonprofit not pay taxes on it, right?
One correction, it must be used for that purpose.
Okay,
if you're
a
501c3, you cannot distribute anything to your owners. It all has to be, any profit has to be plowed back into the charitable purpose, whatever.
And any benefit the stakeholders, so to speak, get from the nonprofit have to come through salaries.
Correct, that's right.
Okay, hold on to that thought. We'll take a quick break. Tin Tail, right back with Cliff Innicoe. Stay with us.
Doesn't mean that much to me. Take a chance on the future life, just like all the rest.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.